and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about helping your children succeed in school. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what advice can you give parents to best support their kids in school?
Parents can help their children to be happy by providing a sufficient amount of tenderness, presence, pleasure in everyday life that means that the child in return would be willing to put in some effort. If you like, love supports happiness, and happiness is what's necessary in order to like fuel the vehicle, in order to support the child to put in those miles.
So the kid needs to be happy and content to go to school, because that would actually help matters, and not actually scared about, oh no, I can't fail this test or anything
exactly.
like that. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. So what can parents do to help their kids become capable of being integrated at school?
Yes, parents can uphold boundaries. This is crucial because school is an environment in which kids are put in a vulnerable position, for which I have a lot of respect. They don't know everything that they have to learn. So they're not in a position of knowing already everything. They're in a position of saying, I don't know, and I need to be willing to learn. And they also are in a position of which there are rhythms imposed upon them. Some children like to wake up early. Some children don't. Some children are hungry at 12. Some people are not, et cetera, et cetera. But at school, there's a tremendous amount of structure and routine that your child has to be willing and flexible enough to be able to tolerate. In that sense, if their own desires or their own willpower is so strong that they are paralyzed because they cannot tolerate this imposition by the teacher for learning or by the school structure, that's going to make it really difficult for your child to integrate at school. And therefore, boundaries at home, which help contain desires and frustration, will allow your child to kind of exercise those muscles, if you like.
What about instilling the capacity for the child to think critically and clearly? How can parents help that?
Well, a base self-esteem that's confident is necessary in order to have the capacity to rebound, because we also have to remember that failure is an integral part of learning. And that goes the same for all of us, you know, professionally, as you get older as well, that we'll have our ups and we will have our downs, and we need to be capable of rebounding. So the capacity to think critically and clearly comes, its roots, if you like, lie in the pleasure of thinking. And the pleasure of thinking comes from the pleasure and enjoyment of thinking together. We think in the presence of another person. And that starts with, you receive from your parents as a very small baby. And then as you get older, you start to play in their presence, not necessarily with them. So that pleasure of being together, sometimes the attention is shared and sometimes the attention is separate, is something that allows that curiosity to really take form inside of a child, and they can appropriate it and then invest it into their own areas of interests that become their own separate from their parents.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. If you want some more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode and others in the series, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.